Dignity, loyalty, and wise relating without self-erasure. In this session, we are looking at Ruth and honorable devotion. Ruth is one of the clearest biblical examples of a woman who is deeply loyal, deeply relational, and deeply strong without becoming loud, hard, or self-promoting. Her story helps us understand something many women need to learn. Devotion is beautiful, but devotion is not disappearance. Loyalty is holy, but loyalty is not self-erasure. Some women feel confident around men only when they become guarded and distant. Other women try to stay connected by becoming overly accommodating, overly available, or overly eager to please. Ruth shows another way. She was humble without becoming vague. She was devoted without becoming needy. She was respectful without losing her dignity. When Ruth stayed with Naomi, she made a serious covenant-minded commitment. In Ruth 1:16, she said, "Do not urge me to leave you and return from following after you, for where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." We be. That is not the language of a scattered woman. That is the language of a woman with center. This matters for confidence around men because a woman who has no center will often relate from anxiety. She may overexplain. She may become overly agreeable. She may confuse being warm with having no boundaries. She may think devotion means constant emotional availability, but honorable devotion begins with integrity before God. It begins with a woman knowing who she is, whose she is, and what kind of love she is called to give. Ruth also shows us wise relating. When she entered a vulnerable field situation, she did not play a game. She did not throw herself at Boaz. She did not force intimacy. She received instruction, paid attention, worked diligently, and carried herself with honorable presence. Boaz noticed her character before anything else. Ruth 2:11 says, "It has fully been shown to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband." Webby, her devotion had shape. It had substance. It had witness. If you are a woman serving in ministry, this is very important. Men should not have to guess who you are because your identity changes with the room. Honorable devotion means you can be kind without becoming shapeless. You can serve without making yourself emotionally cheap. You can honor men without performing for their approval. This also matters if you are discerning marriage. Ruth did not build connection through flirtation, panic, or self-advertising. She moved with humility, courage, and respect. She listened. She acted wisely. She stayed within honorable process. That does not mean every culture handles courtship the same way, but the principle remains. Holy relationships grow stronger where dignity, clarity, and honorable conduct are present. So what helps a woman grow here? First, stay rooted in God before you seek closeness with anyone else. Second, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Third, practice warmth without overexposure. Fourth, remember that loyalty is strongest when it is freely given, not fearfully offered to keep someone near. What not to do, do not assume that being easy to access makes you loving. Do not confuse devotion with emotional collapse. Do not become so adaptive around men that you lose your voice, your pace, or your convictions. Do not use helpfulness to earn safety or affection. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not clinical counseling. Women facing coercion, manipulation, or serious relational harm should seek local pastoral and professional help. The goal here is not to shame your story, but to help you grow in wisdom and truthful formation. Ruth teaches us that a woman can be tender and strong at the same time. She can be deeply devoted and still remain whole. That is part of becoming confident around men in a biblical way. You do not need to disappear to be loved. You do not need to erase yourself to be honorable. In Christ, devotion can become strong, clean, and beautiful.